Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
For over 100 years, Jones Topsoil has been part of your community, delivering topsoil, mulch, sand, and gravel. Slinger Jones bringing it home to you. Whether you're planting a vibrant flower bed, growing your own vegetables, or giving your lawn a fresh start, be the envy of the neighborhood with topsoil and mulch from Slinger Jones. For greener lawns and brighter flower beds, call 1-800-TOPSOIL. Order online at jonestopsoil.com.
Jones Topsoil brings it home to you.
The Bert Show.
All I wanted was for the Bert Show to sound smart once a week. That's it. That's all. Once a week, right? Chris is not having it, though. We'll get into it in just one second.
That's why you hired me, to bring the stupid. You're welcome.
And you do well.
I know. I've lost several IQ points since starting to work here.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
I'm going to lose all of them. Stick around.
I wanted to give a real quick shout out to our fam in Charleston, who's been so loyal to us for so many years on SSX. It's a cool story coming out of Charleston. At least I'm finding out about it right now. So there is a restaurant there called the Crab House. Is that the name of it? The Charleston Crab House. Really cool story. Been around for about 34 years, and I think they have a couple of different locations. It just changed ownership, but the new owner is an interesting story. The dude started at this particular place in 1997 as a busboy, and over the years, his name is Chris Maloof. He worked his way up. He was a server, then a bartender, then a manager, then eventually the general manager. And now the dude just bought the place. He's the new owner of it.
Wow. Good for him.
That's such a cool story. So congratulations.
He definitely didn't take a micro retirement.
No, he didn't. That's what we were talking about. For sure not. All right. So yeah, I just wanted the show just one time a week, just once. Mm-hmm. Sound fairly smart. So the idea was, let's come in here with a fact every week. That we'll go around the room, everybody bring in one that we probably would not know. That was it. And then listeners would go, oh my God, I didn't know that. That Bert Show sure is smart. Just once. Once a week. Kristen would let me have it.
Now we're going to do fly swatter fun facts. I have an electric fly swatter.
Oh. And that's a fly swatter?
Yeah.
It looks like a tennis racket.
It does. It's one of those electric ones, and you push this button down here. And then you see the button light up, and then you would hit the flies, and it electrocutes them, and they're out.
Damn.
Right? So we used to play with one of these on my previous morning show, and we used to hit each other in the face with this. We're not going to do that today. So the name of the game for fly swatter fun facts, we all brought in a little factoid that we think nobody else on the show knows, okay? You bring your fact in the form of a question. If nobody can get it right, you're safe. But if somebody knows the answer, you get shocked.
Okay.
Ooh. And the person that answers it is the one that gets to shock you.
All right. So how high voltage is this thing that we're talking about here?
We electrocuted Tommy earlier.
Well, let me look it up. It makes a loud zapping noise. It sounds like, you know those things you hang outside with the blue light and the bugs flying
through
it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what it sounds like.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Ooh.
Pop.
All right, that's it.
Okay, so you want to go? I mean, you're leading this thing.
Oh, all right. Then I will gladly ask my question first. So here is my fun fact.
All right.
Who were the first performers at the very first Super Bowl halftime show?
Very first halftime Super Bowl. So Super Bowl I, I know it was Green Bay and Kansas City.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not asking that. I want to know who was the first halftime show.
What year was this? Ooh. Like 1967 or something?
It was.
67. I don't know.
That's impressive.
Yeah, but go ahead and ask me what my kid's middle name is. I'm like,
so, yes, in 1967, for the first Super Bowl, there was a halftime show, like there is for every halftime show. But it wasn't until Michael Jackson in 1993 when they really like started big with the Super Bowl halftime shows. Like, he set the mark as far as like just over the top halftime shows. So who was the first halftime show in 1967?
I don't think it's going to be a major one, or this whole trend would have started in 1967. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be like some kind of 1960s, like...
I feel like back then one of the players probably came out.
Did a little stand-up set.
I don't know, man. Like the Spinners or the Coasters or something.
Nope, that's not it.
I'm going to say it was some kind of... I have to have the actual name, because I feel like it was like a local band or something. I don't think it was anybody famous.
I don't even know. Did they used to play that in one of the team's home stadiums, or was it a neutral site also? Do you know?
I don't know where it was.
Huh.
I don't have a good guess, 67. But knowing you, I'm just going to guess the Beatles.
Okay, I'm going to go with Cher.
Cher.
Cher. Sonny and Cher.
The first Super Bowl in 1967 featured the University of Arizona and Grambling State University marching band.
Yes. Wow. Who could forget them? How could we not guess it?
I didn't get shocked. All right, Mo, your fun fact.
All right. So astronauts, according to astronauts, space smells like a combination of these two things.
Huh.
Mm. And it's caused by dying stars. What are they?
Sulfur. And
he gave me kind of a dang.
Sulfur and
it smells like two things.
Paprika.
I'm white. I don't know what that smells like. I'm gonna go with mayonnaise. No.
I know it's in my spice cabinet, but I've never used it. Paprika.
Sulfur and I want to say like rotting eggs or something.
So stars are balls of gas.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say gas and sulfur.
That is wrong.
Okay.
Y'all done guessing?
No. I'm going to go sulfur and Chanel number five.
I could give y'all Chanel number five. No, the correct answer is diesel fuel and barbecue.
Really?
Interesting.
Barbecue,
yeah.
Burning, like dying stars smell like barbecue?
Smell like barbecue, that's what they all say.
Okay.
All right.
In the attempt to sound smart, we certainly don't.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Do you know what fluid the ancient Romans would use as mouthwash?
Cat's pee.
Nope.
The ancient Romans would use as mouthwash.
Mm-hmm.
Water.
No.
Wine.
No.
I think Kristen's honest. It's going to be something nasty, some animal nastiness. Damn.
That's mouthwash.
Something that, you know what? It's got to be citrusy. I'll go with like the fluid from an orange.
No. It is urine, but it's not cat urine.
Oh, it's so close.
It was so close. It was believed to whiten teeth due to the ammonia content.
Really?
So just people urine?
Just urine. It doesn't specify. If it said cat urine, I'd give it to you, but it just says urine.
Okay.
I feel like I should get that.
That's going to be the payoff the next time we play this.
No,
we're getting rid of the bug zap.
No, it's not. All right. Ketchup was once a medicine used in the 1830s. What did it treat?
Ketchup was a medicine in the 1930s?
1830s. Ketchup was sold as a medicine to treat what?
Digestive problems.
Gout.
Gas.
I'm going to give it to you, Abby. I'm going to have to shock myself. There were three answers. Diarrhea. Indigestion. And jaundice.
Abby gets to shock.
You get to shock.
So do stick your finger out, and Abby will come up, and she'll hit your finger because you have to hit it like you're hitting a bug.
This is
in order to zap it.
Don't be nice, Abby.
This is the Black Flag handheld bug zapper. It's 2,750 volts of power.
Okay, and my hands are kind of sweaty. Does that mean I'm getting a nasty cough now?
Press this button?
Yeah, you have to press the button and hold it down. You have to keep holding the button.
I do want to warn you guys. I'm a little gassy right now.
I would say for this to work, when I heard it zap, you have to like press into it. So you need to hold your finger and press into it.
You hold your finger out and you need to tap, like you need to hit it like you're hitting a bug. And try to do it in front of the microphone so we hear the zap.
Yeah. Okay.
Ready? Yep.
Okay. No, you got to hit it.
Okay. All
right. Did you feel it?
Yeah, I felt it. I don't think it was as bad as my sound. I think it was more shocking than anything else. But okay. Hey, way to add dumb to what could have been a smart fit. Kristen comes through again with stupid.
And we knew you combined your teeth with urine. Yay!
The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter ThankYou25 for 25% off. It's promo code ThankYou25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Krista doesn't care about the Super Bowl. She doesn't care about the Chiefs. She doesn't care about this three-peat. She doesn't care about the Eagles. She does not care. So Mo has been coming in here every day with a different fact or a story to try to convince Kristen to care about the Super Bowl a little bit.
And I've been failing. It has been.
That's some great stuff in there.
It's not been a lack of effort.
Maybe because she missed the story. She was out not feeling great with Saquon. That was a good one, man.
That was a really good story. And so I think right now I need, and in terms of football, I need a Hail Mary. And that's what I'm going for.
I see what you did there.
Right? Hey. So I have a lot of small facts that are going to lead up to one big fact that I think, and I'm going to pull from my own heart of why I sincerely think you should be interested in the Super Bowl, even if you are not a fan of football.
Because okay? you know my sign. You know you got to go for the emotion. You got to go, you got to go for the heart in order for me to care.
Right, and then that's why I started off with the Eagles, who are playing for a fan who unfortunately lost his life during a celebration, and they are now playing for him. That didn't necessarily work, right? Just the fact that the game itself is more than just a game. It's a cultural movement of where afterwards everybody gets around to talk about what they experienced. That didn't appear to be enough. The Saquon Barkley situation that you missed, which, and I mean, I guess to sum it up, he's a really, really kind guy.
This guy.
He deserves it more than any other guy that you could think. He's the guy you would want to be in this position. Somebody that always believed in himself when the coaches never believed in him. He wanted to quit. He went through ACL injuries. He thought he would never play again. And somehow he managed to carry his team all the way to the Super Bowl.
And which team is he on?
Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay.
This is a guy that in one of the last playoff games in the end of the game broke through the defense and had nobody between him and the end zone, but the game was ending. So rather than get 6 points and a touchdown for himself, he took a knee before he got into the end zone just to be a good sport.
Aww.
Yeah. The kind of guy that when he was in college, there was a race and he won the race, but it was off of a technicality and it was actually a woman who should have won. And then they made them race again and he won the second time, but he still gave her the medal because he felt like she was deserving of it.
Such a good dude. I told Abby the other day also that he could have been the single season rushing record holder this year. But in his last game, rather than go for the record because the Eagles were already in the playoffs, he didn't want to risk injury or anything or the potential of a Super Bowl. He just told the coach, I'm going to sit it out.
That's the kind of guy Saquon Barkley is. That's a reason you should want to root for him. Now, I think the NFL's legacy is a little bit on the line here as well, because the NFL, like everybody knows, wants the Chiefs to win. I mean, they're going for history. They'd be the first team to ever three-peat. I think a lot of people believe the NFL wants the Chiefs to get it done.
So Tom Brady said something really interesting yesterday, because there's so much hate. Like, I'm so over the Chiefs already. Chiefs, Chiefs, Chiefs. Tom Brady's like, in the United States, why do we fight against greatness? Like, that would be the greatest team in NFL history to win back to back to back. Yet we fight against it so much, and that would be fantastic. Mm-hmm.
I think for some, it's not fighting against greatness, but it's rooting for the underdog. There's something.
The Eagles
are
a hard underdog to root for because this city sucks so bad.
Have you seen Jalen Hurts shirtless? He is not an underdog.
Jalen Hurts, his legacy is somewhat on the line here because he has not been able to get over the hump that is Patrick Mahomes. So if you want to root for Jalen Hurts, this is the time. This would literally put him in a whole nother conversation as a quarterback. The legacies of the coaches are on the line. Andy Reid is about to retire while the Eagles coach, this is his way to really set his mark. So he would be the underdog in that situation. So
Andy Reid is getting ready to retire?
That's what they're saying. They're saying if he gets one, he'll probably be done. Because he's already has, what, four rings? So for him, like, his legacy is set. But if you want to root for the underdog, you want to go for the other guy. Tom Brady. A lot of people don't know that he has a part to do with this, but this is his first Super Bowl game that he's calling.
That's not helping me watch the game.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I'm trying to give you a little bit of everything here. Let me cook,
all
okay?
Right, cook.
Now, this is going to seem like low-hanging fruit at first.
Okay.
But I really do believe if you are not a football fan, even if you are not a hip-hop fan, this year, more than any other year in recent times, the halftime show is one that is a reason in its own to watch this game. I'm going to tell y'all why. Everybody knows Kendrick Lamar is performing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick Lamar and Drake have had this beef. We all know that. What we don't know is what Kendrick is going to do. Is he actually going to perform the song that Drake sued UMG over to not have played at the Super Bowl? I have a good friend who is really good friends with an NFL executive. So he asked him, can Kendrick do whatever he wants to do, or will the NFL stop it? This is where it gets a little good. He said, as the NFL can't do anything about Kendrick Lamar's performance. I didn't know this. They don't have a say in it. They can offer advice for what you should and shouldn't do, but at the end of the day, they can't stop him. They asked Snoop Dogg, apparently, to not crip walk at halftime when he was up there, and he crip walked anyway. And the NFL exec said, you know what, at the end of the day, no one died. They didn't beef over it. They didn't have a complaint. Kendrick Lamar is so petty, and he hates Drake so much that even when he went to accept his five Grammys, he did it in a Canadian-cut tuxedo.
Oh, that's right.
Just to get back and throw extra shots at Drake.
And is that like denim on the bottom, denim on top?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's like, this is how far the hate runs for Drake from Kendrick's side. And Kendrick now has this opportunity in front of the entire world to do whatever he wants to take shots at Drake and Drake's camp. And if Kendrick goes up there and he actually is the Kendrick that we know Kendrick to be, this man is going to try to end Drake's career. I fully believe it. Like, he is not going to go out there and be scared. He's not going to go out there and half step. He is really going to go out there and try to ruin it all and end it all for Drake and Drake fans.
But isn't that making the Super Bowl halftime show about Drake and not himself?
Yes, but that's the thing. It's two things can be true, because Kendrick, the height of Kendrick's career has technically happened because of the Drake drama and him taking shots at Drake.
Does it, can it get to a point where it's just like too much? Like the fight is over, you know, like every now and then when I'm watching a UFC fight and a dude is obviously laid out and he's knocked out and the fighter still goes over to him and puts an elbow in his face and another couple of punches in his face. The dude's out. Can there be some backlash here for Kendrick Lamar? Like, it's just too much.
It's like running up the scoreboard.
Yeah, it's like it's over.
You could, but I think Drake has been on top for so long that it goes back to what you just said about greatness. People don't not like to see greatness. They don't like to see people on top for so long, and they love to see the change of the guard. And that's what we're witnessing. And I think this will be the end. Like, this will be the finale. This is everything that we've waited for in this beef, to see how Kendrick is going to put a bow on it. We all know he won. We know the beef is over. But what is he going to do with free reign in front of the entire world to try to end Drake's career? I think that alone, if you just like drama, you don't even have to like hip hop or sports, but the anticipation of what Kendrick is going to do might actually be more than the anticipation of who's going to win the Super Bowl.
Is there a world Is there even a possibility?
I know where you're going. No chance.
That Kendrick would bring Drake out to perform with him.
No, absolutely not.
No way.
This is not fake hate. He hates that man.
Yeah.
He absolutely hates Drake. He hates what Drake represents. He hates that people love him so much. So I think Kendrick is going to do something that we'll always remember.
Do you think, because there has been a lot of controversy and lawsuits even over the A minor line, that he takes that out?
That's what everybody wants to know. I personally don't think Kendrick's going to hold back at all. I think he's not only going to use that line, I think it's going to be the biggest part of his halftime performance.
Is it getting you close? Is it getting you close?
To be fair, you have inched me closer.
Okay.
We have movement!
Football is a game of inches.
We have movement!
The Burt Show.
Logan Ury from the audio off of Real Love Ready on Instagram posed a fascinating question that could honestly define your relationship. And that question is, what piece of clothing best describes your partner?
If your partner were a piece of clothing in your closet, something that you wear, what would they be? And this is called the wardrobe test.
So, before she goes on to explain, think about your partner and think about the clothing. And I'll go ahead and start because I already saw this. And it's like the clothing that immediately pops into your head in your closet when you think of your partner. And for me, for my husband, Bart, whom I've been together with for almost 20 years, it's the most comfortable, oversized University of Kentucky hoodie sweatshirt that I would wear all the time unless we're going out to a fancy. Like that to me, that embodies him. And it has to be a University of Kentucky sweatshirt because, you know, he and I both went there and we're Wildcats. And just the comfortableness of it and knowing it's always there, that's immediately what popped into my head.
Mine is going to be very similar to yours, at the risk of sounding cheesy. She and our relationship, she is like that not fancy t-shirt that I have, that I wear, that just fits perfectly, right? There's like nothing really truly, you know, fancy about it. It just fits so perfectly that I could wear it every single day. Like I would put it on every single day, but then go, I can't put it on every day, but I would. She's kind of like that.
Aww.
My first thought was a coat, like an oversized coat. One, because we're New Yorkers and we're big on coats. It's always very cold there. And she's just such a warm person to me. Like, I always tell her that. She's big on not only being warm, but making sure everybody around her is comfortable. So I think of a oversized coat.
Now, just as a challenge, you know that woman that is your Antichrist?
Lucifer.
I try to forget, but yes.
Lucifer, the one that like cut up your favorite polo shirt and all that.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the thing. Yeah.
What piece of clothing would she be?
some socks I left behind.
For me, for my dating Antichrist, and like I love a pair of shoes.
Uh-huh.
It would be a pair of shoe that like rubs my toe raw, and like I have a bleeding, gaping, open sore from the shoe.
Oh my God. Okay. You got to put the little Band-Aid on.
Yes. You lost me at raw.
I want to hear the audio of this whole thing.
And it gets at people's gut reactions. And so sometimes people tell me, my partner is an old sweater that I used to wear but now itches me. Or my partner is a raggedy t-shirt that I wear to the gym but I don't want to be seen in.
Oh,
obviously,
Jesus.
Those are not good signs for the relationship. Sometimes they say, my partner is my favorite pair of pants that I wouldn't have bought for myself, but I wear to music festivals and I love them. And so sometimes I think people get so in their head about, should I be in the relationship, should I not be? And sometimes a question like that just gets them into their gut. And when they say it, they know what they need to do.
So that's the test right there.
Mm-hmm.
So probably not for established, like if you're happy in your relationship, you don't need to ask yourself that question. But if you are newly dating somebody or it's a newer relationship or that is a very testing question to ask yourself, and the answer will speak volumes.
You might not actually want to ask yourself that question.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Yeah, my boyfriend is that one sock you put in the dryer because it's like, where the hell is it?
I can't find it.
It's missing. I've got one sock on. It just feels all weird and wonky. Anyway, we already kind of touched on this story in the last break when we were talking
talking about reasons why Kristen should care about the Super Bowl, but Tom Brady thinks all of America should care about the Super Bowl.
Of course he does.
So he doesn't have a personal favorite for this year's Super Bowl. So obviously people want to know who's the GOAT rooting for. Should we root for the Eagles, Tommy? Or should we root for the Chiefs?
Who do you think of Tom Brady? I mean, this is the question you get asked about your kids also, and you never answer it honestly. But who is Tom Brady really rooting for?
The Eagles.
Me too. I think so.
So Patrick Mahomes doesn't catch him.
Yep. That's what I was thinking. He's a petty buddy.
Exactly.
So he said he wouldn't mind seeing the Chiefs win because he said it'll be really nice to see another team get all the hate. Huh. So he said, people always hated on us, the Patriots, for so many years. And I didn't understand it because all I did was like, we try to do things the right way. We try to go out there and compete for our job and win. To be in this country and to not cheer for excellence is beyond me.
I agree with him. I totally agree with him. There is some subtext to him broadcasting during the show. So the dude that has been doing it all these years, I think his name's Greg Olson. Greg Olson has done it year in and year out, and he's really, really good. Really good.
He used to play too, right?
He did. For the Tom Brady replaced him this year for no real reason except that he's Tom Brady. Mm. Like any professional will tell you, Tom's not great at this just yet. He's not even as good as Tony Romo yet, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of a bummer that they kicked this one guy out, and he's been very honest. He's like, I'm very disappointed that I'm not calling the game this year.
Yeah, I forget what his quote was, but they did say something to him like, you know, do you feel a way? And he, in his own words, said, you said it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing my Hawkeye fantasy football team for like over 15 years now, and I knew that name sounded familiar, and I used to be on my Hawkeye fantasy football team.
That's what hurts him the most.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not on the Hawkeye roster.
If you're not playing, you can't be on it. He doesn't play anymore.
He's in the Hall of Fame now.
Good for him. The Hall of Fame of kind of being used to be hot. Okay, one thing I do feel really bad about when it comes to the Super Bowl, and I mentioned this yesterday sort of towards the end of the show between breaks, but as a Swiftie, as someone who talks about Taylor Swift an ungodly amount during the day, I really feel bad for all of these players who are just trying to do their jobs and compete for the Super Bowl and keep getting asked about Taylor Swift over and over and over again. Like at some point, like it really just becomes way too much. And I really do feel like they've crossed a line with Travis Kelce because during all of these interviews with all these different news outlets, I feel like they're constantly asking him about an engagement to where it is just overboard. Mm-hmm. And you can see it in his face that he's sick of it. He's got way more patience than me. I'd be throwing hands. But People Magazine, of all outlets, this is something you would expect from like Us Weekly, decided to ask him and really push hard about whether or not he's shopping for a diamond or not.
Do you think diamonds are a good investment?
Super Bowl rings are filled with them, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you in the market to buy a diamond?
I like earrings. I like, you know, necklaces, stuff like that.
Good on you.
He's trying. I don't know why he just doesn't go. I mean, because he's perfectly within his right to go, you guys can ask me anything, but you know what? My relationship in Taylor is now, from this point forward, off limits. And they can ask, and then he'll just go, move on to the next question. But he's within his rights to do that. I think we're all sick of the questions, actually.
Absolutely.
100%.
And why would he not save it for his own podcast with his brother?
Right.
Why would he tell you people when he can talk about it on his own podcast and get all the looky-loos over there?
I know, it's getting so annoying. But for more stories, head to The Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter ThankYou25 for 25% off. It's promo code ThankYou25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
So our producer, Messy Mikey, is in a spot now that I'm going to go ahead and predict that Moe's going to be in a little bit when his sister moves in with his girlfriend. And that is mediating disagreements or tension between the two. I'm telling you, man, it's bound to happen.
I know, man. I'm in trouble.
You're going to be middleman Mikey.
What's going on, dude?
I like it.
You like
it? I like it.
All right.
I'm the moderator. Look at me. Everybody loves me. I'm the moderator. I'm the moderator.
What'd you
I'm
say?
The moderator. I love being the moderator, man. You're
What just happened?
What?
I like it.
What country song is that?
That's not a country song. It's just I'm the moderator.
I like Messy Mikey the musical.
That's a Mikey original?
Yeah, that's it.
Are you serious?
Wow, you made that up on the fly.
Okay. I like being the moderator, guys.
Clearly, it's making you sing.
I love it. Being the moderator, you're not in trouble. You can say anything you want. People actually listen to you for once. It's good times.
Do you have a history of being a successful moderator?
I don't know about successful. I just like to put myself in the middle of fights.
Can we do this as a segment tomorrow where we have two people call up that are in tension and Messy Mikey has to mediate it, but he has to do it in song?
What yes. I love.
Mikey yes. The moderator. Yes.
Moderator Mikey.
Yes. All right. So here's this latest one. Is my friend moved up from Florida. He's been dating this guy for a year or two, and they have hit rocky waters because of his boyfriend's Instagram algorithm, which has gotten many of people in trouble. But this one is the guy's got a defense that I don't think it's bulletproof.
Mo and I have talked about this before, that your Instagram algorithm, once you get into a relationship, be smart about it. Get in there and start deleting things, or just start looking at things that you normally wouldn't look at. Yeah. So it deletes or pushes down all of the other stuff that you were looking at before.
I had to look at cat videos for 2 weeks when you set my algorithm. Yeah.
You will believe how many UFC fights I was in as soon as I got into this relationship. This man loves UFC.
I just had to delete my TikTok. It was too far gone. We get to this bar where they're hanging out. We met them there, and tensions are flying high. Also, correct me if I'm wrong. Since they are in a relationship, but two guys, it can come to blows. Is that allowed?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a general statement, but would two guys in a relationship be more apt to throw punches than two women in a relationship?
I feel like it's about the same.
Is that not DV?
Are they allowed to?
Is that not what?
DV? Technically it is, right?
Yeah, Katie said, yeah, that's DV.
Technically,
if you're in a relationship,
are we not allowed to say domestic violence anymore? Is that why we're saying DV?
It's just for trigger purposes.
Gotcha.
You triggered him, Bert.
It's hard to keep up, Maya.
That's why you say SA, SH, DV.
Unalived.
Yeah.
All the words.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well... back to the Instagram algorithm here. We get there and the tensions are just flying high. It seems like it could come to blows at any point, DV. But I get myself in the middle. I just wedge myself right in. So what turns out happening is that the boyfriend, my friend, goes through the boyfriend's phone, just his Instagram, really, on his saved. He went through his algorithm first, not good, and then on his saved. That's where you're really getting into trouble. Yeah. You can't save anything.
Why are you saving?
Because I guess you're going to go back and look at it again.
Yeah, I guess so. And the big one was from an account called kinky_boy.
So, I wonder what the content was on that one.
Yeah.
Huh?
Getting kinks out of
the hoses.
Yes. Somewhat. Out of wires and stuff.
It's like a Boy Scout thing.
The thing is, the guy's argument is that it's art. He's saying he's being artistic. He's looking at art. The problem is, I don't think that that username, I don't think you can get away with it.
I'm looking this up. You're the only one.
Abby, tell us about the art.
This is on Instagram?
Yeah.
Two underscores. To do my investigative journalism.
So is this guy really posting art, or is he just posting like?
He's not posting art, but boy, is he looking at it.
He's appreciating the art.
Okay.
Well, the profile picture is a shirtless man, so this is not art. Are you kidding me?
I don't know. I just felt this. I felt something where I needed to defend the guy. I felt like I was more on the side of the boyfriend just because I've been in his shoes before. Mm. And then it seemed like my friend and my girlfriend were on the other side. I couldn't figure out how to defend this guy, but I really, really wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Does Kinky Boy have artist in the bio?
Okay, so here's what it says in the bio. It says Kinky Boys with a Z. He's a blogger. And the bio says shifty eyes, so like the eyes that kind of go to the left.
Okay.
Paradise. And then a space. Join the fam, red balloon, okay symbol. Telegram group is posted in stories. Uh-oh. Keep an eye on them, heart emoji.
That's no art.
Telegram, we just lost. I think we just lost. Telegram is never, you never want to be involved with a Telegram.
What's a Telegram?
I've only just seen it whenever you're looking at...
The naughty stuff?
Yeah, Telegram. I don't even know what they got on there, but it's Telegram red flag.
There was a whole bunch of hieroglyphics there you just rattled off that I didn't get. What's the red balloon one?
What does that mean?
Red balloon and then the okay with the three finger symbol. I don't know what the balloon means.
I'm afraid to ask.
I'm afraid to ask.
Well, it depends what three fingers it is.
I think we're all on the friend's side who is not saving those type of Instagram profiles.
Yeah. Dang. So before you were defending them, I think you can circle back and you go, you know what, you guys, I've just decided that I don't want to be stuck in the middle of this because now you know your position is going to have to change.
I just lost.
Okay. Yep. So do we still want to put Messy Mikey moderator on the schedule for tomorrow?
Yeah, but you have to sing.
Okay.
You're advising.
I'll sing it.
Okay, great. Yes, for sure. Okay. All right, we'll do it tomorrow.
The Bert Show.
I have seen an uptick of aggression and hate towards one type of man over the last couple of weeks that only Abby and Kristen can explain. And it's the hate that is being directed at men that are joining women for yoga and Pilates. What is going on and why the hate?
This has been all over my For You page because there's been a couple of articles that are coming out where people have done like think pieces on why men shouldn't do Pilates. And as a Pilates popper myself, I will say anytime that a man walks in, I'm just like, why would a man be here? Why are you here? But then I kind of think...
You feel like that when you go anywhere?
I know. I'm walking into the Bert Show. I'm like, why is a man here? Bert, the man in a studio? And, you know, when they walk in, it kind of does change the vibe a little bit because Pilates is like a very feminine environment. It's a very cute studio. Everyone's in their little socks. We're all going to do our mermaid crunches. We're in our little tiny fits. And so when a man walks in, it shifts the vibe a little bit. They're usually being dragged by their girlfriend. But
this toxic femininity is appalling.
Okay, I would like to come to the defense of men, though, because I will say there is nothing that motivates me more in the middle of a painful carriage kick than when I look over to my right and I see Jason quivering and shaking in his little crew socks. It's so funny.
I need you guys to paint a picture because I've actually never been in a Pilates studio before. I know what it is in theory. I've seen it online. It's mostly like bands and stuff like that, but it looks very, very exhausting. Right?
I don't know. I've never done Pilates.
So I technically do something called Legree, which I say Pilates because it's basically Pilates, but it's harder and it's different. So when you go into the studio that I go into, shout out Stellar Bodies on Roswell Road, there's a bunch of like medieval torture machines that look like these... I'm trying to figure out they're like a contraption. It's like a long bed-like thing and it has a carriage that moves. And the point of the whole... reformer is it's all resistance training. All right. So you move the carriage and it's resistant, or you have bands and it's resistant. So it's all meant to strengthen you through resistance training.
I think it's using a lot of what a lot of gym people would call time under tension. The more time that you can keep your muscles under tension, the better the workout. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily about the amount of weight. It's just keeping your muscles always under tension, right? Do I have that right?
You have that right.
Okay.
All right. So I've been doing hot yoga on and off for over a decade. I have never once thought twice about a dude being in the class. The yoga studio I go to now, there's always at least three or four guys in the class, and it doesn't change the vibe of anything. Like, I don't understand this at all, if I'm being perfectly honest.
I saw one woman complaining that guys are in there grunting during the yoga classes because they can't quite get in to the position, so they're making these noises that are taking them out of their meditative state.
And maybe that is for her class, but I will tell you, like, right now, I go 2 to 3 times a week regularly. This is a non-issue at our studio, Yonder Yoga.
I definitely think it's a difference between yoga and Pilates, because it's like a specific type of man that is good at yoga and chooses to go to yoga, where typically a lot of the guys that come into Pilates are usually being dragged by their girlfriends, or they're there with the intention of picking up chicks, so it shifts the vibe a little bit, which I kind of get. And to their point, the people who don't really like seeing a lot of men in Pilates classes, that was a huge benefit. Like, I loved showing up to the classes and not feeling self-conscious about what I was wearing. So I'm like, I'm just surrounded by girls. So if I hang out a little bit, it's fine. You feel like you can wear a cute little fit. You're not worried about, you know, Sean from accounting ogling you. So there's a little bit of that as well.
Okay.
Oh, I feel bad for the dude. Seriously.
Yeah. It's not easy being a guy.
Yeah.
It's about time we start having this conversation.
Finally.
Yeah.
Finally.
Wait, broke. Man.
They can't go to a yoga class.
Can't
man.
Do nothing.
Finally, we've broken through this low ceiling.
Listen, I'm going to look your way when you walk in, but the moment I see you quivering and shaking, just know I'm making fun of you in my head.
Is it mostly guys that are in there, like big buff guys that are just trying something new, or is it, who's showing up?
There's a funny like dichotomy I have in my head. I'm like, is this a gay guy? Is this a man being dragged by his girlfriend? Or is this a dude here to pick up chicks? Because it's one of the three.
So it can't be just a guy that wants to try something different in his routine?
No, man. It's intimidating. Like, you're walking into a room of 25 fit women training for war. Like, they're really intimidating girls. So I do think for a guy to show up by himself, like, it is... I do wonder, like, what is the type of guy to do that?
It must be totally different for Pilates then, because that is
not what you're getting.
No, not at all. Because these dudes come in, like, and they're regulars. Like, they do this on the regular. Like, you can tell, like, they're, like, legit yogis.
I've told you guys, every time I've ever gone to a yoga class, the instructor has said to me on the way out, like, maybe you should just take a basic stretching class first. I'm so tight.
So you're the one they're talking about.
Yeah, really making the noise. Or my pose doesn't look anything like everybody else's pose. All right, today is follow-up Thursday. This is the day we reserve to follow up on stories that we have left sort of kind of dangling there.
Yeah, so this story is all about Jess and her husband. They've been married for 18 years, and they started, wink, wink, piano playing with others 5 years ago to spice up their relationship. They had some rules. They always did a group activity with a woman as the third, and there were no solo interactions or individual texting with the third person in their relationship. So their regular third was a younger, attractive woman, and Jess noticed that her husband was paying more attention to her and even texting outside of the group chat. So she wanted our help testing her husband with our War of the Roses. Jess's husband failed the test and had flowers sent to their third with a message that read, "These flowers are almost as lovely as you." Last we heard, Jess had planned on confronting the other woman. So did she do it or not?
Your update reads, "Hi, Bert Show. I want to thank you again for helping me. I contacted our third, Brittany, and asked her to lunch. She accepted immediately. It felt like she had been expecting to hear from me. When I arrived at lunch, she was surprised that it was just me. She clearly assumed that my husband would be joining us. I didn't tell her that I had reached out to a morning show. I only asked her if she felt my husband had crossed any lines in the relationship we had all agreed to. She was confused and quickly started to share everything with me. She told me that she and my husband had been texting back and forth pretty regularly. He had been talking about making her more than just our bedroom friend. I guess he was basically asking her to be our girlfriend. He also lied to her and told her that I was fully on board and said we would be sitting down to have a serious conversation about it. Obviously, I was devastated. Not only did he ask her to break into our marriage behind my back, but Brittany is deep into polyamory, and she asked him if her two partners could join us. And he said, sure, why not? That's a lot of people. This was not the man I married. This was not what I signed up for. I was not interested in polyamory inception or being a part of my husband's harem. I told her as such and asked her to stop the messages. I confronted my husband and gave him an ultimatum. It was either me in marriage counseling or he was free to go swing whichever way he wanted. Single. he chose counseling. We are still currently in counseling, and I'm happy to report that it's really helped us. I was not going to throw away an 18-year marriage. Through counseling, I have learned that maybe to the surprise of no one, swinging is not usually a hallmark of a sustainable marriage. So those days are over. Things aren't always perfect between us, but what marriage is? Thanks again for everything.
It's the old Chris Rock saying, man, women can't go back financially. Men can't go back sexually. Yeah. Once you give them a little taste of that, they're not going to anything regular.
They always seem to mess it up, too.
The more stories we read like this, the more that statement starts to make more sense
to me.
It's
true, right? It's very true. Uh-huh. I think, you know, it's interesting. I wonder if you lined up 100 people that have tried this situation. My, you know, and this is just my guess, is that only 10 to 20% can continue this kind of lifestyle, and it's just too much for others.
My thought was about 20%. It just always seems to be the gateway to more. Like, you would think if a guy's in this position, he would be fine. He's like, this is cool. But yeah, it's always like, I get a little bit, and I got to go get a little bit more, and you end up back here.
I know. And I feel like 20% is kind of generous just because more people means more complications. Some people like complicated. Some people can handle it. I like vanilla.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.